Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
I'm ready to win. You guys, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
This is Quentin.
Pastor Dab.
All right. And I know we have our favorite engineer here live in the studio. Woo! We are so excited to be back, you guys. Last week we were doing some music ministry out in the field. And so we had a great time doing that. And we're going to tell you guys all about it. But like we do every single week, we want to start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So Pastor Dab, take it away.
All right. Praise the Lord. We know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in
it.
I'm just so, amen. I'm just so thankful to have another opportunity to be able to just come and to just to give a word from the Lord and to, just to help to set the foundation of what we're going to be talking about today. And we just want to have the right posture to be able to want to share today. And so the scripture does come from Luke 6 and 38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And so this is a season of giving. There's a lot of people that are in great spirits. They're joyous. They're happy. They love to sing the Christmas songs. They love to watch the Christmas movies. They love to shop. They love to give gifts. And then there's some that are feeling down, low spirit, lonely and sad and depressed. Some have regrets. But we must be one that takes a stand and say, I would like to give. I would like to help others. And I would like to always have a holiday cheer throughout the year, not just around Christmas time, but throughout the year. So this is our season. This is our opportunity. This is our responsibility as Christians to walk in love and to be a blessing to others and to give, even if it's just a smile, a hello, you know, it might be financial, it might be some materialistic things that one might need, but let's have a heart to give. Let's be willing to give and be willing to have the right attitude, and everything is as unto the Lord. So
Amen.
This is all I have to say today. So take it away and have a blessed day.
All right. That's so awesome. I love that. And it's just so, so true. It's better to give than to receive. And the Bible also, you know, says you reap what you sow. So we want to make sure that we are giving and planting good and planting it into good ground. And so I think that is so, so key. I can think about so many times in our lives, and especially on our journey of having a child with special needs, that people have just blessed us and blessed us over and over and over again. And I've been talking about it for ever since Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to stop talking about it with my baby's glasses, because that Bob Ham eyewear, shout out to Bob Ham eyewear, you guys, they just got a new office over there off of San Jose. But, you know, they recently just really blessed our family, Mr. Gabriel, with his glasses. They were supposed to be almost $500. And when I went there to pick them up, they said, oh, Miss Fields, you've been so nice and so patient and so kind every time we talk to you. And we just want to do something nice for you. You're not even going to charge you for the lenses. And so I only had to pay $100, you guys, for glasses that were supposed to cost me over $500, which might not be a lot to some people, but $500 for us, I mean, that's a big little chunk, you know? So it was just such a blessing. And I just thank God for that. And I can just think of time after time after time, you know, when somebody has given to us, when, especially when we needed it. And time after time for even my family, I'm thinking about even my, I remember my grandpa, he needed his air conditioner and heating unit went out. And one of the organizations in his small little town, Ottawa, Kansas, they came together and got him a whole new unit. You know what I'm saying? That was such a blessing. I mean, I can just think of time after time how God has just touched the heart of man to be able to bless and to give and to bless his people. And he uses people. So I think it's so key. So when you think about giving, you don't never know what side of the end you're going to be on. You might be on the giving end sometimes. And then I also think it's really important for you to know if you're on the receiving end, to learn how to accept your gift. That was really, really hard for me for such a long time. I never had a problem giving, but whenever somebody tried to give to me, I just would like, no. You know, like it wasn't okay for me to accept anything, only to give anything. And I want to encourage other people that if you have that tendency, you might be a little bit like Star over here, to be able to accept your gift. If somebody, you know, because they are being obedient to the Lord, and you want to be able to, if somebody is, the God has touched that person's heart to bless you, to want to bless you, don't make them miss out on their blessings because you don't want to receive the blessing, you know. So I think that the receiving part is just as important as the giving part. And, you know, receive it in the spirit in which it was given. So I think that that's so key. Anybody want to say anything about that? Quentin, Pastor Dab, Alan, if you want to say anything about that.
You know, it kind of reminds me of a baseball game. Mm-hmm. You're the pitcher giving that gift of the ball to the batter. Uh-huh. And if the batter just sits there like a stump on the log, not accepting that ball, it goes the game.
There goes the game, of course. You know, and that's the way life is. You have to be able to receive it and accept that gift in the spirit that it's given.
Yeah, it's like, it's four scriptures that come to mind when it comes to giving. And I'll start with it. It's better to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to give than receive because the person who gives is in a position to give.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to be in a position of give than a position of need.
Mm-hmm.
It is better to be in a position.
Sometimes it feels better. I've been on both.
Someone.
Yeah.
You know, and so it is better to give than to receive. There's people who have a lot that still want to receive. You know what I'm saying? There's people that have a lot that still want to receive, but it's better to give than to receive it. And then another scripture is, whom much is given, much is required. So if you have a lot and your cup runs over,
mm-hmm.
your cup should fill up somebody else's cup.
Amen. That's
if
so
your
good.
Cup runneth over, your cup should begin to fill mm-hmm. somebody else's cup. You don't like build like catch holder things around your cup so that it can catch your cup so that you can retain mm-hmm. everything for yourself. No, because when the man was building the bigger barns, he said, you know what? I have all this stuff. And I think what I'll do, since I still have all this excess, I'll just build bigger barns for myself. And God said, your soul is required of you, because then it was at that point that the person became useless.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because whom much is given, much is required. Another scripture when it comes to giving is, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you reap what you sow, everybody thinks about bad stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you stepped on my foot. Well, I tell you what, somebody gonna run over your foot because you reap what you sow. You know, so that's how people approach you reap what you sow. But really, you have to plant a seed in order to receive a harvest.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody plants a seed, there won't be a harvest. So you reap what you sow. If you know, seeds produce after their own kind. So God gives us a seed. We plant the seeds. The seed produces a harvest. Well, what if we just consume our seeds? If we consume our seeds because God is a God of grace, then we have to say, God, I ate all my seeds. Can you please give me another seed?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, okay, you never see the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. So here's another seed. And if you consume that seed, then guess what? You will find yourself asking for another seed. And you'll always get that seed. But what if you plant the seed?
Mm-hmm.
If you plant the seed, then you can then reap what you sow.
Exactly.
And the evidence of this is when it talks about in Proverbs, he said, look to the ant. And it talks about what the ant does in seed time and what the ant does in harvest time. It plants its seeds, when it gathers and it plants, so that when the time comes, and there will be a time, because they talked about in the Bible, time of famine and a time of much and a time of plenty, but you always got to be prepared because you never know when something's going to hit you out of nowhere that could take up your resources. So it's always good to have, it's wise to have resources. Okay, and then the last one that was mentioned was God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. So if you have more than you need, you have your cup runs over, or you have enough, or you see somebody in need, any of those circumstances, and you give it from your heart. And when you give from your heart, it's the difference between giving from your heart and giving. You shouldn't you should not have to be coerced to give.
Right.
You shouldn't have to give at gunpoint. No one should have to guilt you or lecture you into giving. Cheerful giving is the Lord touches your heart. Your heart is touched. You see a need and you are happy to feel it. And then when you're done giving, you feel so great. You feel like you helped. You feel like you made an impact. And there is no regret whatsoever. That is a cheerful giver. That's all I got to say about giving.
That's awesome. And it's so important to be a cheerful giver. I mean, a lot of times people walk around here and, you know, especially I think we have to even be careful when we go into churches too, because a lot of churches, you know, the way I was raised, they'd be like, okay, we're passing the plate around again and again and again and again. And I think sometimes people feel guilted into giving. And I totally believe that God wants us to give from our heart, and he wants us to be a cheerful giver.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm guilty of this. Because I felt pressure in times, you know.
The
plate comes around, we got to walk around and everything. And then I say, oh, let me bring a few dollars because I don't want to be looking bad.
Yep.
When I go to church, that's not called cheerful giving. That's
right.
That is not cheerful giving. Cheerful giving is, I see someone who, the one time I watched my wife give somebody $100. I'm not going to say any names. Everybody shall remain anonymous. I watched my wife give $100, and there was no coercion. There wasn't even, no one asked. The person did not ask her for $100. She cheerfully gave. That's an example of cheerful giving. See, her heart was touched and she gave $100. And the person appreciated that, and I know she felt good about it. That's cheerful giving. Non-cheerful giving is when I watch a commercial on TV, and then I went to like 4, 5, or 6 grocery stores, and I give. And then the cashier asks me, do you want to donate to XYZ? And I say, yeah, okay. And then I go to the next grocery store. Would you like to donate to XYZ? Well, I just gave it to the past 3 times I went shopping. No, I do not. You know what? Go ahead. Then I think about a commercial, and I felt bad because, man, that was a powerful commercial. And I say, you know what? Go ahead. That's not cheerful giving. You know what I'm saying? Cheerful giving is I feel in my heart. You know, I feel it in my heart, and this is something I want to do.
Wow. That's so true. So true. So we have to be cheerful givers.
Everybody remain anonymous.
Yeah, everybody remains anonymous. But we do like to give. We give all the time because our foundation is called the Giveaway Foundation. But this was even before the Giveaway Foundation, because that's, you know, I asked the Lord, what can we name the name of our organization? And I said, it has to be an action word. It has to be an action word to say what we do. And I wanted it, you know, I said, we want to give. And it's the Give Away Foundation. But what I did not know is that as the Lord was giving me the name Give Away Foundation, I wanted it to mean something for our family and mean something on the way that the Lord gave us the foundation to help children and families that have special needs because of our journey. And I want it to be a legacy for Gabriel and for Grace, our daughter that passed on and is with Jesus. And so their names were GAF, Grace Ann Fields. She has mommy's middle name. And then Gabriel Allen Fields. And Gabriel has Quentin's brother's middle name. And guess what? Give Away Foundation it's just GAF. So it's like so God. And when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, God, you couldn't have did it any better than that. I mean, it's just amazing how good God is. And that's really what we do. And is we love to give. We love to help people. I love to make people happy. Like, if that's what I'm like, I remember I told my, when I was finishing my psychology degree, I told my professor, I'm going to start my nonprofit organization and we are going to go around and I'm going to sing and we're going to do things that make kids and have special needs happy. They're going to be happy. That's what I want to do. I said, and we're going to get people are going to believe in what we're doing and they're going to give to our organization and we're just going to be able to bless so many families. That's what, and he laughed. He was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And guess what, guys? We're here today. And this is exactly what we're doing. And it's so amazing to be able to be in this position and to be able to help people and to be able to connect people to resources. Things that were just dreams a couple years ago are becoming reality now. And so I just am so thankful to the Lord. We're going to go ahead and play one of the songs that I love from my CD. And it's just from my new CD. It's called I Can't Save the World, But I'll Try. And that's what we want to do every single day, guys, is we want to do our best to be a blessing to other people. I can't save the world, you guys, but I'll try. And all we can do is do our very best to help one another each and every day. I love that song. Gabriel has been such an inspiration in all of our lives. And I know for me personally, I always say, you've made me such a better person, because before you, all I was doing was, you know, caring about hair and makeup and what clothes I was going to wear. And now I'm like, whatever. I mean, I still like hair and makeup and clothes stuff, guys. But really, I'm like, I don't even do all that anymore, because it's like you really, really see there's so much more going on out there than just that silly surface stuff, you know. So I'm just so thankful to the Lord for Gabe and how he's just made me better. And I believe he's done the same thing for all of us. He makes all of us. I say he takes us through the four seasons every single day. So, and speaking of, I just had a birthday and he took me through the four seasons. And I believe Mommy and Quentin, they all went through the four seasons.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy belated birthday to me. And so I'm sitting at the spin class and it had just ended. And Mommy's like, meet me at the urgent care. Like, oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, and it's just so, so stressful, you guys, day in and day out, not knowing what to do or how to help your children when they have special needs. It's just like, I think that is the most tormenting thing I've ever had to live with. And every single day is you're fighting for your peace. You're fighting for your your peace of mind and just to be able to think clearly. I'm like, what in the world? Because I don't know what's going to be the next thing. And we have had, when I used to say we had a helmet day, we've had a helmet week this week. So what that means for all of you new listeners is we don't know. Gabriel's been doing a lot of banging around with his head and it's just been really stressful. But by the grace of God, we're still here. We still have a smile on our face. We thank God for our journey, because we hope and pray that something that we can share can help other people along their journey. And, you know, and we want you to know that you're not alone out there. You know, you're not alone. There is a huge community of families that have children with special needs, with autism, and you're not alone. And there's help for you. And you just have to get tapped in, stay connected to other families, and just keep trying different things and don't give up. I think that is the key, you know. So speaking of my birthday, I want to also talk about the event that we did, the Merry and Bright Vintage Festival. That was awesome. It was so, so awesome. And we were there singing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we had 3 days of singing and being able to tell our story. And I love that. Anytime the Lord gives me an opportunity to a platform, he told me, and it's never, ever been about the money for me. I always say, he said, sing your songs and tell your story. Sing your songs and tell your story. The guys are over here in the studio looking up like, do y'all hear the airplanes out there? What are you hearing them? What you thinking?
The Navy.
The Navy.
Go Navy, beat Army.
They're looking up like, what in the world? But tell your story and sing your songs. And that's what we got to do. And we got to be out there in the community. And they got to see Gabriel. And we got to see Gabriel, too. And he was in full effect. But we had a great time there. And I know that everywhere we go, we can make a difference and let people really, really see what it's like having a child with special needs.
Absolutely. It was really a great opportunity to experience the event that we experienced this weekend. And Gabriel got a chance to get out there in the community and they got a chance to see him. And that's always a good thing, because this is a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. So anytime that other people can stare at
you,
children with special needs, then that's a good thing, because, you know, it's a part of our society. There's, you know, there's ongoing research and people, it's a lot of people that don't know. Mm-hmm. And I understand it. I don't fault anybody who don't know, because if I had I not had a child with special needs, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. You have to have somebody very, very close to you. If you have a child with special needs, you know a lot. If you have a cousin with special needs, you know something.
Yeah.
If you see it on TV, you don't know anything. You know, if you, I don't care if you got a degree. Now, let me start. Let me go, not go too far.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far. But yeah, even those people are sometimes they're guessing too. Everybody, you know, because they, especially for nonverbal kids, because they can't tell you, hey, this is what's bothering me. So everybody's basically doing the best they can with the information that they have.
Yeah, a lot of ongoing research.
Ongoing research in the spectrum is so huge. But I want to tell you guys, there's a new place in town to help our children with special needs. It is a new pediatric rehabilitation center, and it's called Great Strides, and they're opening up in Orange Park. So this is awesome. They offer services, ABA services, preschool, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and they have speech therapy there. So I'm excited about them. They have an office that's going to be right by our doctor's office. It's off of 430 College Drive, Suite 101. And that's actually considered Middleburg, Florida. But 430 College Drive is right off of College Drive, you guys. And it's opening up to be a blessing to more families in the Orange Park, Middleburg area. So I'm excited about that. And I've talked with John. He's supposed to come on and be our guest speaker. So we'll be having him live in the studio. But if you want to get some more information between now and then, if you're just looking for a center for your children with special needs, this will be a great place for them. And you can go to www.greatstridesrehab.com. So we are excited. If you're just tuning in to Ready to Win, this is Star.
This is Quentin.
And we have Pastor Dab on there, I hope and pray.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she's Pastor. There. That's my favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. We do this radio show every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children get connected to the resources they need. We are just try to keep our hands on the pulse of what's going on in our community so that we can bring you the latest and the greatest information to help you on your journey. So make sure you stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump says he's tapping General Mark Milley as his next top military advisor.
General Mark Milley is a battle-hardened commander, having led troops during several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's served as Army Chief of Staff for the last 3 years. If confirmed by the Senate, Milley would succeed Marine General Joseph Dumfert as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The president tweeted the announcement this morning, calling the two generals incredible men and thanking them both for their service to the country. The date of transition is yet to be determined, but Dunford's term doesn't end until October 1st. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump has said he'll make a public announcement about the appointment today when he attends the annual Army-Navy football game. The president also will nominate William Barr to be the next attorney general and says he expects the confirmation process to go smoothly.
I think it will go very quickly, and I've seen very good things about him even over the last day or so when people thought that it might be Bill Barr. So Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
Barr led the Justice Department for 2 years during former President George H.W. Bush's administration. Trying to make sense of the markets after another major sell-off on Friday on Wall Street, financial analyst Hillary Kramer says she's concerned for the individual investors with their buying and selling decisions at such a volatile time.
All of those investors that sold and broke down, it, you know, with all the fear that's taking place in the market, they're going to be sorry. And that's what I think is really a shame. That hurts them. You know, an individual investor is the one that gets hurt the most in these whipsawing volatile markets like this.
Hillary Kramer is editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, the parent company of townhall.com. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 558 points. More details at townhall.com.
Cloudy skies for today with about a 20% chance of showers, high near 70. Tonight, 50% chance of rain and cloudy skies, low 62. For Sunday, 90% chance of rain, high of 70. And then Sunday night, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low of 43.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
This is Quentin.
Pastor Dab and Gabriel.
Pastor Dab and Gabriel. Hi, guys. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you back. We're so excited. We're talking about giving, you know, just giving, because this is the time of the year that everybody is giving. And we're talking about being a cheerful giver, being able to give, being able to receive, and how we can all participate and pass that Christmas cheer on to one another. And I can just, I was telling you guys some stories, so many different stories, but I really experienced a lot of that when we were at the vintage show. The people were so happy. There were so many happy shoppers there this weekend. And if you've never, ever been to one of those vintage shows, I definitely encourage you. This was our first time going, and I learned a lot. I mean, we got there early to do sound check and everything, and those people were there with their wagons. When I tell you wagons, they were there with their wagons. So that's tip number one. Don't leave home without your wagon. And they were there with their wagons, ready to put everything in their wagon. The lines was wrapped around the place an hour before it started. So I know it had to be at least 10,000 people that came through the vintage show at the Clay County Fairgrounds. So it was definitely an awesome, awesome event. And we had a great time. I got to do a lot of fun singing and got to be Mrs. Claus one day, which was so cool. And my favorite part of it was I got to sing with a beautiful young lady named Grace. She was so beautiful and just sung like an angel. Oh my gosh. Such a beautiful young girl, had a beautiful voice, and she played the piano and she sang. And all of her sisters, there was Grace and Trinity and Faith, and they're all beautiful, love the Lord, beautiful family. You can just tell that they're going places. So I just was so blessed to be able to meet them. And she didn't know how blessed I felt to be able to sing with a young lady named Grace, because I didn't get to tell them the story that I had a baby named Grace before too. But it was just so awesome to be able to sing on the stage with Grace. I brought tears to my eyes, and she was around the same age as Gabe. So I was just like, oh, just beautiful, beautiful young girl. So what a blessing that was for us this weekend. So we always invite you guys, if you would like Starfields and Music Box Entertainment Group to come to one of your events to sing, we invite you to email us at info at starfields.com, and that information will come right to me. And we would love to come out and participate, sing, teach classes. We do workshops and classes and conferences to help other children and families that have special needs and tell our story and sing. We can do any of that good stuff. And then we also have QLF Productions, videography, photography. Pastor Dab can preach you a word. So we're ready. We're one-stop shop over here. Okay. So that was that. But we're going to continue talking about giving. And I wanted to talk about some of our Christmas traditions, because I think when I was leaving the house today, I seen the neighbors and their grandkids were putting the lights out. They were all untangling the lights together and hanging all the lights up. And I was just like, that just brought so much joy to my heart. And I love, love, love creating these beautiful moments with Gabriel and the family, and just being able to see him. Some things he's not interested in, but being able to find the things that he is interested in. And I think that is so key for us to be able to create and build Christmas traditions, you know, because sometimes some of us have some traditions. They ain't always good. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes our traditions can become you don't ever want them to become too worldly. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus is the reason for the season. So we never want to get all caught up in the stuff. You know what I mean? So I definitely don't want to do that. But at the same time, I want to keep the focus on the family, bringing the families together, doing that fun family stuff. And just when I seen those kids out there today, tingling those Christmas lights, and then they were with their grandma and their grandpa, and the, you know, and just get ready to put the lights up together as a family. That is the type of things that I think really bring families close. And sometimes you might have been raised with some Christmas traditions that might have went as far as having a tree. And some of us might not have did that. Some of us had no Christmas traditions. I said, Quentin, did you have any Christmas traditions? He's like, no Christmas traditions, you know what I mean? And we had a tree, you know. And so, but let's talk about that. Let's talk about creating Christmas traditions and what you guys do out there to bring the family together. What are some of the things that you guys do to bring the family together, to enjoy one another, and to really, really build and have that quality time as the kids grow up, and things that they can learn and be able to pass on as when they get older and have their own kids? So what are some of the things that you guys do out there? I would love to know. You can email us or call in at 904-401-1413 and let us know what are some of your family traditions. And with having a child with special needs, what are some of the things that you've been able to do? What are some of the traditions that you've been able to create and that you're able to do year after year after year that they really look forward to? So anybody have any suggestions? We would love for you to call in and tell us, but I'll tell you some of the things that we've done while I'm talking. And one of them is we started making Christmas cookies. I love that. I love making those Christmas cookies. And I think that's going to be the reason that I gain weight. And I don't know. And then it just doesn't come back off because then it's time to eat more Christmas cookies. I don't know. Can I blame it on the Christmas cookies? Probably not.
Harvey,
the ice cream?
A lot of suspects. Not just one. We had to do a lineup.
Of the ice cream, the Christmas cookies. Okay. So not just the Christmas cookies. However, one of the things that we do is we love making those Christmas cookies. And another thing we did before is we made Christmas cakes. And of course, like Gabriel, he can't do everything, but even if he stirs it like one time, or if he puts his hand in the dough and he kind of plays around with it a little bit. I mean, all those things, it's like he is getting it. And every year, he's getting better and better. And then with his new glasses, now that he's seeing better, I think he's learning to participate and participating more. So that's one of our Christmas things that we do every year. And we usually do that with our school family. And we'll do these fun Christmas things together. And we just always look forward to doing that together. What about you, Quentin?
Opened up presents on the couches, mm-hmm. You know, from time to time. But I wouldn't call it a tradition. We had things that we did every now and then. But we didn't have any traditions that had to happen every single year.
It happened every single year, right?
No, we didn't have any traditions. The tradition was survival.
Survival.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and it was survival. So you didn't always have traditions. So I grew up a little different.
Yeah.
So you didn't always. The tradition was you lived year after year. Maybe it was some gunshots outside or whatever. You know, maybe the people on the streets with the guns had the traditions for New Year's.
They shot in the air.
They shot up in the air, whatever. But we celebrated at different times, but it was not necessarily any traditions. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. And I think that's so key because we all grew up so differently, you know? And we come from Kansas, so I was like, we had real Christmas trees, and my mom would go and pick out a Christmas tree, and I don't know how did you put it on top of the roof of the car? I'm trying to figure out how we would get the tree home. But all I remember is the big Christmas tree would be in the house, and it would be there January, February. I don't know when we put the tree out. But we always had us a real Christmas tree, and we would decorate the tree and do those type of fun little things together. And those are the things that I want to be able to do with Gabe. So with this year, what we did with Gabe, we have a beautiful tree. We're going to decorate it together. And we got a lot of things that light up. So he's really into the lights and stuff. So we were able to, and I believe he can learn like that. So I'm like, okay, every opportunity is a learning opportunity. So we're going to use the Christmas lights, and we got all the lights from the outdoor stuff. And I think he is just going to have a ball with it. And I got those little motion lights for the outside. So I will keep y'all posted. I will do a video because I do a vlog And I document it basically every day of our life. I'm usually videoing, hey, guys. And so I'll do a video, hey, guys, and show y'all what it looks like. So make sure that you, if you're not following us on Facebook and YouTube, that you definitely follow us on our YouTube channel, Starfields, S-T-A-A-R-F-I-E-L-D-S, Starfields. And you'll see that you'll see a lot of Gabriel and just really be able to see our journey and day to day to day to day and see, you know, what we're. A lot of times you'll see what we're eating, and then you'll also see, you know, a lot of different behaviors and happiness and joy that Gabriel brings into our life.
I think that'd be another show, like what it's like to live with a blogger. Like you wake up in the morning, there's a camera in your face.
Hi, guys.
I'm like, get that camera out of my face. That's life with a blogger. You know?
Life with a blogger.
Here's Quentin. He's taking a dump. Hey, hold on. Let me get some privacy. So, you know, everything gets blogged around the house.
Oh, my God.
Everything gets blogged.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
They don't
fun.
Need to know what kind of toilet paper I use.
Oh, Lord. He is right. So funny.
Is it on the roll correctly, though?
Is it on the roll correctly?
Over or under?
That's the million-dollar question.
Life of a blogger.
I would just like to say that around Christmas time, my most memorable Christmas is the last one I got to spend with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family was there. Everybody was happy. Everybody had on their Christmas attire, their Christmas sweaters, their Christmas hats, their Santa hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the most memorable time of Christmas. And I'm thankful for that because I can remember such that great, awesome family camaraderie was there. It was just the love was there. Everything was there. Joy was there. There wasn't any confusion. Everybody got along. It was just a merry, merry Christmas.
It was.
And so I think that taking pictures and recording and getting the recording, you know, your family's voice and the times, the special times that you have together are so very important, you know. So, you know, I think it's good that you vlog. And I think that it's good that, you know, if others don't, I think that would be a good thing to do to create memories so you'll have, you can look back and, you know, mm-hmm. remember those special times and not just see them in a picture, but you can also hear them and hear their voices and their laughter and all the wisdom that they've, you know, imputed into your life and poured into your life. So, you know, those were special times for me. And just, you know, when I was younger, it was just, oh, boy, we always got to open up one gift before on Christmas Eve. We'd get open up one gift. And then when Christmas came, we were all about 6 o'clock. You know, ready to open up our gifts.
Aww.
You know, when we were younger. So then when we got older, it was just more about just being together. It was just Thanksgiving Day on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was just thankful to have family, thankful to be with family, thankful to have food on our table and clothes on our back and, you know, a roof over our heads. It was just a day of Thanksgiving. And so that's the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday all to me is like one big Thanksgiving.
I think that's why people get a lot of people get depressed around this time because a lot of people don't have that family environment. You know, a lot of people don't have because the best kinds of tradition to me is family traditions. When you can bring the family together, and I can attest that there is a lot of families that are estranged and they don't come together. They may have had that one person that kind of brought everybody together. And that was the reason, and that person was like united the family. But there are a lot of families that don't come together very often and share with each other. So the best kinds of traditions is the family traditions and creating memories. You know, mm-hmm. you have those memories to think back of fondly. And I know it's a lot of people, you know, pray for the people who don't have that, because I think that's why a lot of people get depressed around this time, because they may not have those things, or they may be thinking about a loved one that was there. And, you know, it could be a sad memory,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of a joyous one. Yeah. But, you know, I think we got to appreciate, you know, the time we have, you know, that we have with them and the time we have on this earth. Anytime you can think about family members and have good memories, that's a blessing.
It is. And I think that, you know, as Mommy and Quentin were saying about giving and there's so many different things that you can give. And one of the things you can do is just simply invite somebody to come over to your home. If you have a family environment, sometimes that's the one thing that people need in this world. I mean, you know, my grandparents, they always said, we didn't have a lot of money, but we gave you Jesus and we gave you love, you know, and that's it, you know. And that's one thing that I know that we have to give, because it's been poured into us so much. We're going to talk, we're going to give you Jesus, we're going to give you love. And I think, and this is so funny, but you guys, when people come over to our house, like, they never want to leave. They say it's so hard to leave here. And it's because we just love people. We really bring people in and we love people and we have a good time. And that's really what it's all about. I think making people feel loved. They feel that they can be themselves. They feel like they're in a safe environment where they can be loved. And if you never had a family, if you never had that type of family environment, when you come into that, you know, you're going to eat with us. We're going to sing some songs. We're going to turn the music on. I mean, we're going to just have a fun family time. And I think that's what people need. And if you have that to offer, if you've been so blessed to have that, and you know people that don't have that, that maybe would be alone, invite them to come over to your house for that special time and invite them to participate in some of the things that you're going to participate in, because that could be the difference. That can make all the difference in the world to them. So I remember when I first met Quentin, and when he came, I think he fell in love with the family too, because he came over and he stayed. Look, he's still here 20 years. We've been married for 20 years.
I lived on a ship.
He was on the ship. You see, he said he lived on the ship, so he needed a family.
It was good to have a family environment.
Yeah.
I like the family environment. I always like the family environment. Even if you don't have a, there's a lot of people that crave a family environment. Like I said, a lot of people, they don't have, everybody don't have a support system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, a lot of people are self-supported. A lot of people are Lord, God-supported, and they don't have like a lot of support as far as human beings on the earth providing support. And anytime you can come into a loving environment, because I think a lot of people walk around, and I give you both sides. You know, I'm not just hunky dory, whatever. There's always two sides. I'm gonna give you the real side. You know, this is real life. And a lot of people, they have to, you know, support themselves or you know, encourage themselves. So anytime they can come into an environment that, where people are genuine, I think a lot of people are in search of genuine people. They want to be in an environment where they don't have to always have the guard up, and they feel like they can let the guard down. So anytime there's, you can present an environment and a person can take a mask off. A person can feel like they can trust the people around them, and they're not on defense, then I think that's an environment that everybody wants to be in.
Right. I think, and that's so, so true. And people love that. And you could be that for somebody else. And there's so many families out there, and I always say this, especially when you have children and families that have special needs, invite them to come over. We do this so much because these families a lot of times are isolated. They might not have any place to go, or where they feel welcomed or loved or encouraged or whatever. And so we do a lot of things together. I mean, like, our school has become like a family. I mean, we do birthdays together. We do dinner. I mean, we go out to eat together. We do so many things together. And I always tell you guys, find your circle of people that, you know, that you can do these things with. And if you don't have it, then create that and be that to somebody else, so that they can have that love and that family environment, because that's really what it's all about, especially this time of the year. Jesus is the reason for the season. And I could go on and on and on and tell you guys, just when you're out and about and you're just being kind and loving, and you just never know. I mean, one time we were at this nice seafood restaurant. It was all of us from our school. And we didn't know, the people were sitting around and they seen us pray together and everything. And somebody went over, and when we got ready to pay for our bill, somebody said, oh, this family, this couple, they already paid for everybody at the table and left the tip and everything. We were like, oh my gosh. I mean, we were at a nice seafood place. I mean, it was at least $25 a head. And it was a table full of us. You see what I'm saying?
Cheerful giving.
Cheerful giving. Exactly. But I'm saying there's so many people that just want to be a blessing out there, guys. And there's nothing that we could have did, or we weren't doing anything any different than we normally would. We were just being who we were. And God blessed us with that. I mean, and I always think about it. And we were talking to my other friend. I was talking to her, you know, the so many people have good hearts and they want to bless you. They want to bless you. God uses people to be a blessing. And I never will forget. She was in this old beat up van. And it's been about 2 years now where God touched this heart of this Board Meeting International. And a shout out to them because they so amazing. These group of people partnered up with our giveaway foundation and they raised money to help put her in a new van. For her and her son to have a safe van with reliable transportation so that he can get back and forth to his therapy and get to school and, you know, in a safe. I mean, there's people out there, you guys, who does that? But there's people out there, real life stories. And I know if you guys want to call in and share your stories, because we didn't get any calls this week, but I want to hear your traditions and I want to hear your stories of how God has truly blessed you. And how you've been blessed to give and how you've been blessed to even to receive. And just there's some amazing stories. And when we share our story, that encourages the body. It really encourages people. So you never know where you're going to be at. And you could, you know, you could be standing in line. You're next in line, they say, for your miracle. You could be standing in line for something, and God can touch the heart of man to that thing that you need, that very thing that you need. That's why you don't have to worry about anything, because God has everything that we need. He already has a plan. We don't have to walk around and worry and anxiety. And, you know, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But through what? Prayer and supplication. And then he says, with thanksgiving. That means you got to keep a good attitude. You got to continually praise them and be thankful. With thanksgiving, you make your requests known to him. And that is the key. Not to worry, not to be anxious, because God has people in place to bless you, bless your family. And that's the reason why I just thank God every single day. I thank God today and every day for my peace, because the word says he will keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind stayed on him. And I tell you what, it's hard to stay in perfect peace when you have a kid that has one retina detached and you see them trying to bang their head. It's hard to stay in perfect peace when you see them in pain and you don't know how to help them, but you're taking them to doctor after doctor after doctor and you feel like, what in the world is going on? You feel like you feel like something is wrong, and you see your kid, it looks like they're tormented. And I know I'm not the only one out there. So it's hard to stay in that perfect peace. You can't do it alone, guys. But God says he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on him. And that's where our peace comes from. And I do thank God every day for my peace of mind, because that peace of mind is the thing that it says the peace that passes all understanding. See, that's why I can still have a smile on my face and joy in my heart, because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world ain't going to take it away. I can still have a smile on my face, and everything around me is crazy. Okay. Everything could be crazy, but I am determined. I am so determined, and I thank God for his word. I'm standing on his promises that I'm going to have peace that passes all understanding. And I mean, and I just continue to speak that over my life. I say, I just got to get tapped in more to God's word and get connected, because we're not going to be swaying to and fro. We can't do that, you know, because this journey can make us so emotional. But when we stay connected into God's word, he will give us that peace that passes all understanding. And if all we have to do is keep our minds what? Stayed on him. So I just thank God for another Saturday that we're able to be here and to share our story, share our journey. I can't wait to hear what you guys do, what some of your holiday traditions are for celebrating this time of the year with your family. And I hope and pray that we can continue to be givers and love people and open up our hearts and invite people in to our homes and just be a blessing to one another, because that truly is what this year, this time of the year is all about. And not just this time of the year, every single day should be that way.
Well, you said a mouthful when you said not to worry. And I think that's, if you don't worry, your health will improve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blood pressure will go down. Because there is no benefit to worrying about something you don't have any control over. And that's the thing. Like, it's like when you try to take things out of God's hands and you put it in your hands by worrying about it, then you're going to cause a lot of undue stress to yourself. But don't worry about anything. You do what you can and you put it in God's hands, because it's no benefit to worrying about anything that you cannot control in the first place. There's some things out of our scope, and we have to just know our limitations and be at peace.
Be at peace. Thank you, Jesus. Be at peace. So, I know you guys, sometimes it's easier said than done, but we have got to stay connected to that word of God. And did you hear what he said about worrying? He said, your health will improve if you stop worrying. So we are not going to be people that worry. It's a sin. We don't want to worry. We don't want to be anxious. We want to be able to trust God, because he's got everything that we need. The very things that we're worrying about, God's already worked it out. I know you heard that song before. Jesus will work it out if you let him. He will. Okay. So you've been listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
This is Quentin.
And we have Pastor Dab and Gabe. I'm sure they're there. And we thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1. If you would love to support our great ministry and what we're doing to help families and children here in our community that have special needs, you can do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org. There's a big donate button there, and you can give to what we're doing to make it better for other families. And we just love the Lord. We love you guys. We thank you for listening, and we are ready to win. So we'll see you guys next week. Have an awesome one. Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.